3, 2, 1. Thank you and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would find a real blessing from hearing the Word of God this morning. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. Have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock and regular classes for everyone, and we'd like for you to come. Bring your families and your Bibles and study the Word of God with us today. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our regular preaching service, and you're welcome to come to these services. As a matter of fact, I really hope that you're getting all ready to go, and we're looking forward to seeing you this morning. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have our evening worship service, and we invite you to come. We're usually out about 5:30, something like that. So we invite you to come to this service this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And then on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have our regular midweek Bible study. And so I invite you to come to these services and want you to bring your Bibles and come on in and worship the Lord with us. We'd like to look this morning in the book of Acts, chapter 11. The book of Acts, chapter 11, and our thought this morning will be taken from the latter part of verse 26, where the Bible says, "And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch." We'd like to think this morning about this question: what is a Christian? What is a Christian? I would like this morning to totally destroy the idea that once a person is saved, they have nothing else to do. I'd like to really destroy that thought today. Because when a person is saved, they have in them the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. And they have a new life, a new heart, a new eye, a new ear. And they're able then to do things that they've never done before. A Christian, the term Christian is only found in the Bible three times. Once is in the reading we just gave you in Acts chapter 11, verse 26. A second time, the word Christian is found in Acts 26 and verse 28. There's a time when Paul is before Agrippa, and Agrippa says to Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And then the third time the word Christian is found in the Bible is in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, where the Bible says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." What is a Christian? Or is there a difference between a saved person and a Christian? Well, let me put it to you like this. There are those people that say that they're saved, and their lives have never changed. They keep on the same old evil road that they've been on for years. That person who says they're saved and never grows, never learns, and never is faithful to God, more than likely is never saved, is not saved. They could possibly be saved if they would admit that they're lost. That's category number one, is the person that really has made a false profession. They're lost, they just think they're saved. Second category is that group of people that say they're saved and they have a desire to do what God wants them to do, but they've just not grown up yet. They're just little children. I'm not speaking about little children in age. Physically, I'm speaking about little children in spiritual age. They've just not been saved long enough to really get down to grips with this thing of really worshiping God. And then the third category are those people that are saved and they have gone through this adolescent stage of being saved, and now they're growing up in the Lord, and they really have a burning zeal and a desire and a knowledge to do those things that God has for them to do. And so there is a difference between a person that is saved and a person that is a Christian. I make this distinction also for this reason. Many times, In talking with people or in being with someone else who is witnessing to someone, they'll ask the person, "Are you a Christian?" And the person will invariably say, "Oh, yes, you know, I'm trying to be saved. I'm a member of such and such a church. I'm doing this and that." The word, asking the question, "Are you a Christian?" The question should be, "Are you saved?" Because there's a lot of confusion about this word Christian. A Christian, according to what the Bible says, is a person that is fully persuaded that they need to serve God. They are already saved. And there they are giving their lives for the Lord. A characteristic of a Christian is a person who is being faithful to the Lord in their everyday life. They look to the Word of God to find out what they ought to do. Let me read to you in the book of Acts chapter 11 more of the verses just preceding our text. The Bible said in verse 22, "Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord." Now here we find that there is a man by the name of Barnabas who goes to Antioch where there is a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he finds there the grace of God, the Bible said in verse 23. The Bible said that Barnabas is very glad. He is exhorting them all. He is desiring for them to serve the Lord and to cleave unto the Lord. The Bible said that Barnabas left the town of Antioch and went to Tarsus, and there he found Saul, that is, the Apostle Paul. And verse 26, "And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves together with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." So we find, first of all, that there was a group of people at Antioch, a group of saved, baptized believers. And here they are together, and they are worshiping God. We find also that these people have assembled themselves together for a whole year. In other words, there is a continuation of their saved experience. Not that they're being saved over and over again, but that they are rejoicing in their saved experience and they are learning more and more about what God wants them to do. The Bible said that they are assembling themselves together. The Bible says that they are being taught for this year-long period, at least that long, and probably it went on longer than that. So we find here some evidences or some characteristics of what a Christian is. Number one, a Christian is a person who assembles himself together with other Christians. Now let me say right here, a person can be saved and not go to church, but a person cannot be a Christian and stay at home from church when they are able to go. I know there's times when people are sick and when they cannot attend the services of their church and they cannot attend the services of and worship God. I know that's so. But I also know that there's people that say they're saved and they don't even so much as darken the church door except maybe Christmas and Easter or some other special occasions during the year. They don't habitually go to the house of God to worship. The Bible says that these people that were called Christians made a habit of going into the house of God and worshiping God. Moreover, these same saved people had another habit, and this was the habit of being taught the Word of God. You know, there's some people that just simply cannot be taught the Word of God. They don't want to hear what God's Word has to say. There's been several times that I have sat down with someone going to explain to them what the Bible said, and they'll listen to what I have to say, and all the time you can see the wheels of their brain turning, and they're not hearing anything at all that you're saying, although the sound's going in one ear and right out the other. And then when I get through, they say, "Yes, but..." And they give some theological discussion that's not even related to the subject or to the Word of God. They just simply give their thoughts on the matter. The Bible says that a characteristic of a Christian is a person that is willing to be taught the Word of God. So I find this, that a person that is going to be a Christian is a person that is saved, that will read their Bible. They will attend the house of God. What a remarkable thing it is. The Bible is the most purchased book, and yet it is the least read book. It's an amazing thing how we ought to read the Word of God. Notice also in Acts 11, verse 26, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Here we find that other people put the name upon saved, baptized believers that were coveting together and were learning the Word of God. The other people that didn't believe that looked at these people and said, "Why, you're just trying to be like Christ." And they made fun of them, and in making fun of them, called them Christians. And today, the term Christian is like a badge that some people wear. It is like a shield or whatever that they put over themselves and say, "Oh, look how good I am. I am a Christian." But in the days of the Bible, a person that was called a Christian, that was a name that was looked down upon. Not a name that someone boasted of that they were. And so they were called Christians. It was a name put upon them by derision and by mockery and by ridicule. Notice now in the book of Acts, chapter 26, another characteristic of a person that is a Christian. And we find here that Paul was before Agrippa. And Agrippa, of course, is the judge. And Paul's life is in Agrippa's hand. And so, here, Paul has testified about righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. He has really preached unto this man, Agrippa, the truth of the Word of God. And he has listened. And then the Bible said here in verse 27 of Acts chapter 26, "King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest." Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Listen, Agrippa was being persuaded to more than just being a saved person. But Paul was wanting and desiring for Agrippa to be persuaded to give his entire life to the Lord, to give up everything that he had been doing. Listen, Agrippa was a Jew, but he was a lost Jew, and he was a man who believed the prophets, the Bible said. Agrippa, according to history, his lover was his sister. His other sister was a terrible woman. To read about all of their exploits makes your blood run absolutely cold. To see the hard-heartedness and the cruelty of their life, it reads like a modern soap opera reads today. And so what Paul was saying was, "Agrippa, you need to leave your sister alone. You need to take you a lawful wife. You need to take all and do away with all of these sins and all of this debauchery in your life. You need to give yourself to the service of God." And so Agrippa said, "Paul, almost you persuade me to be a Christian." And remember that Paul at this point was in chains, standing before Agrippa with a guard on each side and his arms in chains. And Agrippa said, "I know you're telling me the truth, Paul. I know you're innocent. And I know the way you're living your life is the best way to live it. Oh, I wish I could live it that way," he was saying. But let me tell you, to be a Christian is to be a true follower of Jesus Christ in every aspect of your life. Today you may be saved and not really doing what God wants you to do. Our prayer is that you might ask God to forgive you and to serve God with joy and truthfulness, because God's Word is the right way and His path will not lead you astray. We see that our time has gone from us again today. We want to invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Missionary Baptist Church, and we pray that God will bless you. Thank you now for listening.